Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 565. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Cub Scout Bowling Pins. That's another project by Robert Pollard. The song is called She Cannot Know, and it's on the band's debut album, Clang Clang Ho, which came out July 2nd on his own Guided by Voices, Inc. Records. That song there has a delightful 60s feel to it, and the best ones on that album and its previous EP do as well. And the ones that don't, well, I don't know, not that big of a fan. I do have some good music for you this week, though. I'm going to start with a real corker here. This is Tommy Ray with Beer, Wine, and Whiskey.
Hot beachside parking lot, just trying hard not to get
I don't know if y'all know this, but I love power pop. Two great ones right there. Ending that set with the Kudas, the song Autorama. That is on the four-song digital EP, Alien Vacation. I just put that out himself on June 4th. That project based at Cape Town in South Africa. And before that, we heard from Tommy Ray from Portland with the song Beer, Wine, and Whiskey. It's from the Handful of Hits album that came out, it's earlier this year, but just came out June 4th on vinyl. Beluga Music out of Sweden is where I've got my copy from. Just great stuff there. Let's see. Let's do some more power pop. Here's something from the Plimsolls. This is Down.
to where you live your life. And I don't think I'm ready, but I just can't stand aside. If you want it, if you need it, I'm living now. But I just can't hide it, baby, I'll soon be back in this bell. So don't let me go, girl, stop riding around. Because until now, the one that I found, and I can't just live without all the things that you set down. You make it easy, baby, and I know that you think it's fine. But now you drive me crazy, and the world's gonna have me tied. If you want it, if you need it, I'm living now. But I just can't hide it, baby, I soon be back in this bell. And I won't let you go, girl, stop running around. Because it's you now, the one that I found, and I can just live with it out. All the things that you set down.
Power pop songs there for you from the mellow side of the genre. We just heard from Radio Days from Milan, Italy, with the song Running Around. That's on the band's album Rave On. It came out May 21st on Screaming Apple Records, or again, a few other labels depending on where you are in the world. And then before that, we heard from the Plimsolls, something from their 1998 album Cool Trash, released on Music Disc. The song was called Down, and it was written by Diane Sherry, Peter Case's wife. I missed that album when it came out originally, but thanks to my friends at Power Pop Overdose, I got a copy, and I'm happy with it. It's not classic Plimsolls, but it's still pretty darn good stuff. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to shift gears a little bit here. Here's a track by Los Campesinos, the song Ale Le Blues. Thank you.
drained of a feeling couldn't be nothing but a piece of meat. So you can stick your words to comfort, and you can take your well wishes too. We're singing Alleluia, just to hold me closer than you would ever do. Alleluia, just to hold me closer than you would ever do. Alleluia, you slumped in my throat. Is it not that you're tied? With a flick of your tongue and a wink of your eye, you slump in my throat. Is it not that you're tied? With a flick of your tongue and a wink of your eye, you slump in my throat. Thank you.
quick little indie pop set there, right? That is Kings of Convenience from Bergen, Norway. The song is called Rocky Trail. It's on the band's reunion album, Peace or Love, which came out June 18th on EMI Records. It's not as good as the band's earlier work, but it's nice to revisit with old friends, isn't it? And then before that, Los Campesinos with the song Ale Le Bleu. That is from the band's compilation. It's called album, EP, I don't know, whatever you want to do for seven tracks. It is a whole damn body. It just came out May 7th of this year, though that song originally on a 7-inch that came out in 2012. Self-released there from that Cardiff band. Not sure we're going to get more from them. I think so. This seems like a good teaser, a good way for them to test the waters, and maybe something new is coming for us. I hope so, because I enjoy that band, because I'm a fan of the Glockenspiel. Anyway, I'm out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up here. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 565. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Mixlr, YouTube, you name it. I'm there at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, got a few interesting things coming up here. On the 9th, Idaho is playing at Lemonade Park. I think that's with Slights and String and Return, so that should be a good show. The 10th, Calvin Arsenia is out there. On the 16th, the Bodines are coming to Knuckleheads. Cretan 66 is at Woodyard Barbecue on the 17th. Tanya Tucker coming to Knuckleheads on the 8th. On the 7th of August is Black Creatures at Lemonade Park. Same night, Tech Nine is playing at KC Live. The 10th, Rancid and Dropkick Murphys are coming to the venue which shall not be named. On the 12th, Slater Kinney is at the Midland. On the 14th, Jorge Arena is at Lemonade Park with a good bill. Lots of good bands on that one. On the 15th, Juliana Hatfield coming with somebody much bigger than her, but she's the important part to that venue that shall not be named. John Vanderslice is doing a house show here in town on the 17th. You'll need to find out where that is on your own. On the 21st, Deicide at the Riot Room. 26, Descendants are coming to Liberty Hall. Elvis Costello is at the Uptown on the 27th. And August 31st, Waxahachie has a sold-out show at Knuckleheads. Looking at the website, a few new things out there. There are photos and video and my thoughts on the Daniel Gum show from 6:30. Probably photos and video out there of that Black Mariah Theater show on the 1st. And on the 2nd, should be photos and videos by the time you hear this, of the Chess Club, Red Kate, and Matthew Molnick show. Anyway, so things are happening. We're alive. I got one track left here to play for you. It's a track from the Curse All Flyers. I'm going to play a song called Ugly Boys. It's on the band's second album, The Great Artiste, which came out in 1976 on RPM Records. You may remember I played something from them a couple weeks ago. I picked up a 4-CD box set that is like their entire discography, and I'm playing through it. I'll give you one every couple of weeks. This album, very much of its time. It's a 1976 album, a little countrified, a little bit of rock and roll, but it's not quite the Curse All Flyers that I enjoy, but this is a really pretty good song. So anyway, this one's called Ugly Guys. Relax, chill out. It's Curse All Flyers.
Yesterday's heroes line the wall in Susie's room. She loved them. A dollar spent. in history.